Equal time for the steak salesman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, I, as well as others, implied that Donald Trump was trying to pull the bull over our eyes when he showed off platters piled with steaks and passed them off as Trump steaks.
We have Trump steaks.
But many reporters noticed that the steaks came in plastic wrappers that said not Trump steaks, but Bush Brothers Provisioners, which is a wholesale meat and poultry business in West Palm Beach. Well, last night on CNN, Anderson Cooper decided to get to the rump of the controversy.
The steaks you showed, those aren't actually Trump steaks, right?
They're Trump. No, I'd buy them. I'm not going to kill the cow.
I don't think anybody expects them to kill the cows. But Anderson wanted to know, what is it that makes them Trump steaks when they're clearly from a meat wholesaler called Bush Brothers?
The implication was that those are Trump steaks available nationwide somewhere.
They are available nationwide. You can buy them at different places that I own. I own many, many places.
You can buy them if you eat in
worldwide,
a restaurant here. Or
worldwide,
somewhere.
Yeah.
The steaks become Trump steaks once Trump buys them and his restaurants cook them.
We sell the steaks through my clubs. I have many clubs and hotels, and
right.
We sell the steaks.
But they're not sold at Sharper Image. They're not. That business is gone.
No. It's the same thing. It's an offshoot of it.
So there it is. I think Mitt Romney is going to have to apologize for saying that there are no longer any Trump steaks, because there are Trump steaks. They're any steak you eat in a Trump restaurant. And come to think of it, when I have a barbecue and I cook up the 12-pack of Costco steaks, I'm not going to call them Costco steaks. I'm going to call them raw steaks. Well, not raw steaks. That's a raw. What the heck? I'll just call them Trump steaks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.